From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Tensions are high in the Palestinian territories after U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Robert Berger has more.
Palestinians took to the streets to protest President Trump's change in policy on Jerusalem. They burned Israeli and American flags while shops and schools were closed in a general strike. At flashpoints in the West Bank, stone throwers clashed with Israeli troops who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. In the Gaza Strip, protests were organized by the Islamic militant group Hamas. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh called for a third Palestinian intifada or uprising. Fearing an escalation, Israel is beefing up security forces in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and along the Gaza border. Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital has sparked anger across the Arab and Muslim world. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The State Department has issued security warnings at scores of U.S. embassies around the world. Diplomats are bracing for protests or violence following Mr. Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. At the United Nations, American diplomats are preparing for a meeting Friday called by 8 of the 15 Security Council members, including close U.S. allies Britain, Italy, and France. Reaction around the world has been almost universally critical of the decision, which marks a break from decades of U.S. policy. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Russia's military says its mission to oust the Islamic State group in Syria has been accomplished, and the country is completely liberated from the group. Russia's head of operations says the IS defeat was made possible by unprecedented actions by Russia's Air Force and special forces in the country. Independent organizations, however, dispute the Russian claim that Syria has been completely liberated from the Islamic State. The United Nations is asking for $187 million to provide life-saving humanitarian assistance to 2.3 million of the most vulnerable Ukrainians who, it says, have reached the limits of their endurance after 4 years of conflict. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Most people view the ongoing fighting between the Ukrainian government and Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine as a political crisis. But UN resident coordinator in Ukraine, Neil Walker, views it as a forgotten humanitarian crisis in the heart of Europe. While the existing problems directly affect the people in Ukraine, he warns the potential spillover effect into neighboring countries is powerful and worrisome.
Just as one simple example, increases in the number of cases of multidrug-resistant tuberculosis and HIV, as well as issues of immunization, even an isolated case of polio, all of this in the heart of Europe, whether these people immigrate away from the conflict, going east, north, or west, the implications, the spillover implications are quite severe.
After 4 years of war, people have reached their limit. Aid workers say they cannot afford to buy food or medicine, to pay for shelter or heating or their children's education. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Senator Al Franken announced he will resign in the coming weeks amid a growing firestorm stemming from sexual misconduct allegations. He is the second Democratic lawmaker to announce his departure this week. On the Senate floor, Franken referenced charges that have been made against President Trump and Roy Moore, Republican senatorial candidate from Alabama.
I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party.
More than two dozen fellow Democratic senators had called on Franken to resign. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.